Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me like a stallion, put me like a number one. Let you speak in a tongue. When me use my cocky play guitar with your lungs. Hey, girl, me I go sit you. When you feel it enter the room, transform like Tarzan. They said never get up from a mother man. Nobody knows, tell me how you are for. Nobody knows, that you are giving up. Nobody knows, you know, say you come over me.
Ooh-wee. Listen, I don't want to get y'all too hyped. Listen, that was a production manager special right there. She wanted to hear Cranium. She woke up talking about him. She's actually mentioned his name several times. So that was a production manager special because she don't really never really talk about songs around me no more like she used to. But, you know, she used to give me all types of musical input. And so today, because she was just speaking about Cranium, Cranium is actually one of my favorite reggae artists or island coast artists, however you want to describe them, because, you know, Americans are weird. You know, down south, we just call them an artist, and, you know, we rock with them, but, you know, y'all got to, everywhere else in the world, y'all got to give names and titles, and they this American and they that American, and I really don't care about what it is. I just want to enjoy life and have a little fun. So now that y'all have gotten my first rant and rave of the year, let's go ahead and bring it down. Go ahead and get yourself settled. Get comfortable because it's Wednesday. I'm hyped. Because I barely got here. I've been late all fucking day. I woke up late this morning, had to go do laundry. That didn't work out like I thought it was going to go. So I was late coming back. I was late taking my daughter to school. I was late making it to the office this morning. I have been late. I want to thank my business partner for that because she worked the dog crap out of me. If y'all didn't go see my Facebook page, go look on my personal page if you know me. And there's a picture of me. And you can just see the white around my lips. You know how he said it, the right around your lips. Like, the rest of my lips was fully in color, but I had white around my lips. She worked me that hard, y'all. So, you know, shout out to all the women who know how to break a dude off and make him work like a motherfucking slave, because mine and the women of my life know how to get to me. But let's get comfortable, y'all. Grab your booze, get a little comfortable, because we got some stuff to talk about tonight. I love y'all. Grab your boo, get naked. Like, you should not, if you are listening to this show right now and you got clothes on, you are doing something wrong. Get naked and relax. Because, see, clothes don't, see, when you got stuff touching you, sometimes you can't always relax and get comfortable. I need you to get comfortable. If you're not in a position to get comfortable, then put your mind to where you think you would, where you would be at if you was just naked right now, if you can't get naked. With that, though, you got to get a strong drink. Not that bullshit y'all be playing with. I need you to make a drink where you put some ice cubes in the glass, fill that bitch half liquor and then half, you know, chaser. Not them bar drinks where they give you, like, an ounce or two. Bitch, y'all know who the fuck's supposed to drink that. You don't know how we make drinks at home. Bitch, we, by the end of the night, it's all drink, no chaser. But go ahead and make you a strong drink and get comfortable because y'all finna enjoy me tonight. I got my Southern Belle in the house, and I'm going to bring her in because I know she is as excited to talk to y'all as I'm excited to talk to y'all. So let me go ahead and introduce y'all to one half of the Southern Belles, Miss CJ. What it do, shawty?
Hey there. Hey there.
Ooh, she coming in loud and in proud. Somebody excited for Wednesday. It's hump day. Did you put some hump in the air? Was the cake flapping? Listen, Were they in the air like two flagpoles just hanging out, just up there? Was they doing it? Because it's hump day, y'all.
I'm not about to play with you.
Listen, if your thing poke out a little bit or a lot of bit, it's okay, long as it's poking. If your thing be thanking and you feel like your thing thanking, then, baby, you are having a good day, and I need you to let your thing thank. It is okay to let them. Listen, I tell women all the time, if you blessed with what you got, be blessed with what you got, because I promise you I'm blessed with what I got, and we can either be blessed together or be blessed apart. It don't matter.
Amen.
It don't matter, because, listen, I promise you, I ain't had no complaints. They come back for seconds and thirds, baby. They try to treat me like a buffet, but sometimes I got to close the window so we can clean the equipment, you know. Because, CJ, listen, we out here playing in the streets with each other. We ain't loving on each other like we're supposed to. And it's crazy. Tonight's main topic we're going to talk about when we get to the 10 o'clock hour is timing. And, you know, CJ, you've been in my master class. What, you're starting technically year three now of my master's class?
Technically.
Okay. I want to make sure because, you know, people just think they can jump on what I do and, like, they're supposed to go from zero to me tomorrow, and that don't work like that. Let me say this for some of y'all. Y'all don't want to put in the work. Ooh, this is a message for somebody. It's gonna bless somebody. Y'all don't want to put in the work, but y'all expect to be where y'all see everybody else at, but then don't understand the struggle, the sacrifice, the heartache, pain, and grief that they went to get there. All you see is the smiling and the shining because, you know, there used to be a famous saying from a pastor that used to say, don't let your pain be what you're going through. Don't look like it. Don't live like it. Don't breathe like it. You live where you see yourself. See, somebody went to church and got that message one Sunday. But, see, what they didn't understand is, see, when the pastor talked about that message, see, you were supposed to go back and get all those Tuesdays and Wednesday night lessons because then they started talking about things like timing and sacrifice and being a diligent warrior and being a terrier. And you know, see, y'all missed a lot of those conversations because y'all was only getting the Sunday message. Because, see, y'all like to get the Cliff Notes version of life and think that's supposed to work for some of y'all that's a little older.
Not the Cliff Notes.
You know, for the babies, you know, they think life is nothing but a Wii Connecting or a Nintendo Switch, and we right in there. And it's not, life ain't that easy. If it was that easy, those of us who went through our seasons early and now we are soaring and being graceful, see, you wouldn't understand what that looked like because you didn't go through nothing. See, you laid on your back to get everything or you just waited for somebody to come do it for you or you were spoiled because you was the baby of the family or your parents just had money and you ain't have to do nothing. You could be a jackass to everybody. See, there's various reasons that get us to a season where we go through stuff and we go through stuff again and again. But, see, what I keep telling people, God, when y'all pray for stuff, stop asking God for dumb stuff like, oh, God, I pray that I never have to do that again. Because, baby, if you didn't learn the lesson, you might need to go through that again till you see it the right way. See, there's a reason y'all keep returning back to the same type of man or the same type of woman because you didn't learn your lesson in the season with the person that you was with. Because, see, baby, if you getting to be 30, 35, 40, and 50, and you still don't know what a red flag look like, you the dummy.
Or the red flag yourself.
But y'all want to get out here and talk about everybody else, but you don't want to look at your own life. You don't want to clean up the mess at your own front porch. See, it's going to hurt some people's feelings because I got to get it off me because this has been weighing heavy on me. Y'all don't understand. I had to go take a nap today. It was weighing so heavy on my heart. Because, see, the people that I keep hearing crying, the people that I keep hearing go through what they're going through, See, baby, we all going to go through something. But if you prepare, CJ, this is a message for you because we went through this season. If you prepare, your lean season is not as worse as it would normally be because you prepared. But when you don't prepare for life and you go through whatever it is that you're going through, when that lean season starts, you're going to feel it from day one until the day it ends. But if you're not prepared, see, you're looking at somebody who could take intensity 10, but they prepared on intensity 1,000. You didn't even think 1,000 was possible in this situation because you saw them preparing for 1/10 of what they was going to go through, but you didn't understand they was back here working out colossal when nobody else was in there. See, when nobody was sitting up with you doing what you was doing, who was you working for? Was you working for them so they can see you and give you your grandeur and glory while you shining high and bright and you the top of the flagpole? Or do you want to be the person who can go through when they lower the flag, roll it up, and put it in the corner? Can you be still in your time to be still when it ain't time for you to flap out there in the wind for everybody to see you? Can you go through that? What does that look like for you? See, some of y'all missing the analogies in the conversation, and it's okay. You need to go back to school, baby. It's okay. Some things you just ain't going to learn in no textbook in a high school or a college. Some things you're going to have to go through. Some things you're going to have to live through. Some things you're going to have to sacrifice, but you should not always be the sacrificial lamb. You shouldn't always be the one who has to go without. You shouldn't always have to be the one who has to step in and save the day. Baby, I am not a rescue ranger. What I do believe in is love. What I do believe in is equity. What I do believe in is truth. What I do believe in is integrity. What I do believe in is responsibility. See, these are some words that if you don't understand the definition, they're more than just verbs. They're more than just adjectives. They're more than just nouns. See, if you go look up the definition of what these words mean and understand them and then apply them to your character. Another word y'all don't really know what it means. And apply it to your character, these traits, to your character. Because, see, it's not easy to be dutiful all the time. It's not easy to be thoughtful of others all the time. Ooh, CJ, they got me excited. How your Wednesday going? How your hump day going?
It's going good. Going good.
Ooh. Look, you said that with some little spicy on it.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit? Tell me about it. Tell me about it. What's been going on? We got a couple of minutes for our next break. Tell me about your week.
Okay, so I started off, you know, a little bit shaky, but your girl got a job, so I'm excited.
I like new jobs. That's new money.
Yes, you know, new businesses. I'm so excited about this one. This one's going to be good. And then, you know, my regular just reading books, and, like, for now, I had a shower instead of a bubble bath today.
Okay.
Yeah, just chilling and then moving forward in life.
You know what? I got you. This next quick commercial break gonna be for you, man. I got you. Hold on. Let me get you ready. Let me get you ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? You ready? All right, y'all. For all the people who having CJ moments today, for all of y'all who just been turning up, your level been on 1,000 today, everything about your day was good, You woke up this morning with a smile on your face. Positivity was on you all day, and your energy still on 1,000 right now? This track is for you. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hey, yeah. You don't have to love me. You don't even have to like me. But you will respect me. You know why? Because I'm a bum.
Manager doesn't know. I just literally decided this over the commercial break, so she's probably rolling her eyes at me right now because, you know, this is what she do. But we're going to be a little different. Since I'm late, I'm going to have a little bit more creative control tonight because, listen, I got like three shows sitting in front of me right now. Like, it's crazy because, like, you know, we didn't do Sunday show because of the weather. I rewrote this show with some stuff from Sunday show. Plus, I'm already kind of stepping into tomorrow's show. So I'm just a little showed all over the place. So I'm going to slow it down just a little bit and do a commercial first. So first off, the reason why I brought you on for this commercial is because I want to talk to them about body empowerment. Body empowerment is going on the weekend of March the 18th. The weekend of March the 18th. It's Saturday and Sunday. So from 10 to 2 on Saturday, we're going to have a tea. Theme for the tea is fairies. So if you would like to cosplay on Saturday, fairies, you are welcome to come and cosplay or official tea attire. No other option. So if you don't know what tea attire is, then I would advise you to reach out to Of The Spirit, which is actually our production manager's company. Reach out to her, and she can tell you exactly what tea attire is. And production manager, if you don't mind, start going on Of The Spirit and start putting out official tea attire. But on Saturday, there's a young lady who's going to be coming all the way up from West Palm Beach, Florida. Her name is Miss Tanya Lewis. She's been on this show before. You guys have heard her, and y'all have listened to her, and y'all have been educated by that beautiful, lovely mother of, I think, 1,000 kids at this point. But just a brilliant mind, a brilliant person, and a wonderful heart. And she will be coming in to speak on our topic of this year's tea, which is I Am Not My Past. And we're going to unpack some things with that topic. It's going to be a very therapeutic day. I advise you to come extremely open-minded because we're going – whenever we do body empowerment, for whatever reason, people end up leaving there crying. So if you're looking for that really therapeutic, open, just ability to get some stuff off of you and move on from your past, this event will be for you. There are only 20 tickets available for this event. This is a very small and intimate event because we really want people to get what they need out of it. Sometimes I just feel like the reason why you can't really connect with some people and really help them is because there's too many people in the room. That's just my personal opinion. So we wrap up with that, and then on Sunday morning, I believe we set it from 8 to 11 in the morning. Is that what we said? Okay, I believe 8 to
– I believe so.
I believe so. 8 to 11 or 7 to 10. We did something around that because we're doing it around sunrise. So we're going to have a goddess we're going to have a fairy photo shoot. So we're going to be in Myers Park that morning, and we're going to do a photo shoot using the atmosphere, the trees, and the forest, and it's going to be an amazing thing. So our theme for this year is I Am Not My Past. Keynote speaker, Miss Tanya Lewis, coming from West Palm Beach, Florida, and just tons of activities, meditation, and a whole bunch of other fun stuff to just really – help bring people to where they need to be. All right, so that is body empowerment. And there's more stuff that's going on that weekend that we will be getting back with you on, so continue to listen out for all of the other commercials that we got going forward. All right, guys, so I'm going to do something a little different. One of the things that we have to do on this show when we do Black History is World History is we have to talk about a person who is no longer on planet, because we have Black History is World History, and then we also have a segment called Black People Are Dope, and that's the people who are currently alive that we give our flowers to. But I always try to tell people about people who've inspired me. Some people are in record books, some people are famous, and some people you have no idea who they are. You've never met them. You've never seen them. So there's a gentleman that I would like to talk to you guys about tonight. And his name is Clarence Baptiste. This is a tall, strong, stout, wisdom-filled man. He was an avid bowler, has bowled several perfect games. The very last time that he ever bowled, he bowled a perfect game, and he took his ball and he put it in the bag and he looked over at his wife and he said, "Bonnie, I'm done." This is a man that when raising kids in the 60s and 70s was a tank commander and got stationed at Fort Knox, Kentucky. And the very first house that he bought, the neighbor beside him was a part of the Ku Klux Klan. And this is a man who had two little girls and a little boy. And he told the neighbor, "If anything ever happens to them, your door be the first one that I knock on." From Providence, Rhode Island. His favorite story is to talk about the first church of America in Providence, Rhode Island, that sits up under this great big old tree that him and Jeffrey and Billy and all of them used to go out and just run around and just hang out. He's a man of impeccable integrity, a man of fierce loyalty. The most powerful day and the most powerful words that I've ever heard out of his mouth was the day his middle child passed. And with one tear in his left eye, he said, "No man should have to endure this." A humble person. Very quiet, but very articulate. He is the man who inspired me to join the military. He's the man who inspired me to start my security agency. He is the man who showed me and inspired me to endure through all. Y'all, I give you my personal legacy, my personal icon, Clarence Baptiste. Yeah, the crowd goes wild. I don't know if I ducked that, but it felt good. It felt good. because, you know, I don't talk about him, CJ, and I wanted to.
You don't. That's the first time I ever heard that name.
That's my grandfather. I love him dearly. Like, that man is the reason I am the man that I am today when it comes to being a man. That's the only person that I believed that I've ever gotten true 100% always solid advice. I'm talking about in my family. I'm not talking about, you know, everybody else. I'm talking about in my family.
Right.
Like, I felt like that's the one man that no matter what I asked him, he gave me the clear and cut. I didn't get the whole bologna sausage cheek. You know, because, you know, they lie to us when we young. Like, I need y'all, look, this generation, you ain't got to tell them everything, but just don't lie to them because they lie to us about stupid stuff. Like, it's a poll running around. What was the thing that your parents lied to you? And you really got people out here believing that they could have had babies and stuff from holding hands and kissing.
I'm done.
Like, that's a common thing. I have seen that on about 10 different pages this past week, and I'm just like, wow, we really just lie to our children. And then we don't understand why they turn out to be who they turn out to be. Like, if I don't do anything else in my life, the one thing that I hope I'm able to always be able to do is have a clear and transparent conversation with my children. Like, I don't understand the parents who lie to their kids. I don't understand the parents who they just, y'all, some of y'all just overdo it. So for the parents that, you know, this might be a heavy too short night. I kind of feel some thug in me a little bit. So for all the parents out there that just be hating a little bit too much on your kids, this one for y'all, all right? So we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. Personal filing people or whatever. But if you want it to be done right, professional, quick turnaround service, go to tailoredservices.us, click that banner streaming across the top, and give them my promotional code DB for personal customized service. That's tailoredservices.us, you know, like the suit, tailored services. US, click that streaming banner, give them my promo code DB, and watch them give you great service right off the bat. CJ, you know what time it is, right?
Yes.
Ooh, it's
that's
what
your
day it is. What day it is. Pow. Pop it. Ooh, I choked on that one. Ooh. That drink was a little strong. It's still in my throat a little bit. I'm sorry, I got oh. This. Oh, listen. Listen, I got a wonderful little studio set up over here. I got this, what this is? I got it's chicken breast and some Buffalo Ranch chicken with some bacon club, lettuce, cheese, tomato, cucumbers, and then a little dash of salt and pepper. It's sexy. Mm-hmm. And then the drink on the side is some apple juice and some Jack Daniel's honey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we real nice in the studio tonight.
Oh.
Don't it sound good? Sound lovely, don't it?
That sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. All right, let's get into what day. Let's get into what day it is. Are you doing it or I'm doing it? I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing.
I got it. What day it is? Today is January 26th, and we have National Florida Day.
Hold on, turn
so,
up.
Happy
Listen,
Florida.
I don't know what we good at down here in Florida, but happy Florida Day. If you did it big, do it bigger. All right, because that's what, listen, just do it bigger. Just let them know we down here. Okay, what we got next?
We have National Irish Coffee Day. I don't like Irish coffee. It's National Opposite Day today.
Ooh,
and also
okay.
Library Shelfie Day.
I'm glad that nobody do the library selfie day, because, boy, listen, baby, I need you. I shared this memory on my Facebook, and I'm going to say it again. Some of y'all need to get better friends. There is no way that your friends and family are letting y'all come out the house looking like this and not saying nothing to you. If they are, tell them Big Bap said y'all need new friends, like we need to do something different. Because I can't keep looking at this debauchery that y'all coming out the house in. I saw a girl yesterday. the other day, these dang on boots were so damn big. When she went to go move, you had to go make sure she was going in the right direction because she couldn't control the damn boot. It was so much the boot damn near. The top of the boot damn near came up to her navel. Like, man, what the fuck is you doing looking like you walking on stilts around this bitch hole in the middle of the street? She downtown in front of the Capitol. Just looking like a whole retard. I get it. Y'all, everybody done told y'all everything cute. Everything ain't cute. Some of this stuff tacky. Some of this stuff ugly. Some of this stuff stupid. Now, you can get mad at me because I said it and be offended when I look at you like you stupid. That's on you. I don't care. I don't go home to you. And you know what we believe in, the three F's, CJ. What's the three F?
Are you financing me? Are you feeding me? Are you fucking me? If the answer is
if not, get the fuck out my face. Nobody got time for that dumb shit. Y'all ain't doing nothing for nobody, but then want somebody to kind of feel some goddamn way about y'all. Nobody give no fucks about y'all. Sit y'all ragged ass, retarded ass down somewhere. You are not doing anything of value or substance in that person's life, and you think they supposed to be giving a fuck about how you feel today? No, ma'am, sir. Go find somebody who really give a fuck about you, because it's not the people you're looking for. If they care, they'll show you. A person who care about you will show you. If they're not showing you, you something to do, baby, even if you got a ring on it. Okay, what's tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow is January 26th. We have National Green Juice Day.
Ooh. Nah, I'm not a fan of green juice. I can't do – I gotta add some other colors in there, that green stuff. Ooh.
I'm like, that's not like it's about to run your stuff.
Listen, I'm going to need some of y'all to eat better, too. I don't see how y'all got food stamps and don't eat good. But that's another story for another day. Keep going, baby. What else?
Whole nother story. We got National Peanut Brittle Day.
If you don't got a grandma that's got a good peanut brittle, your family can't cook. Let me just say that right now. If you're from the South, anything lower than Virginia, and your family ain't got a good peanut brittle recipe, your family can't cook. Y'all can make food.
I'm about to say.
No, y'all can make food. Cause listen, because when you make peanut brittle for the first time and make it the right way and roll it out and do all the stuff you're supposed to do with it to make some real good peanut brittle. You know, toast it a little bit first before you do the brittle, and then make your brittle. Ooh.
It's a beautiful day.
But they can't cook. I'm telling you. Now watch. 18 people going to be on here. Listen, 18 people done Google peanut butter recipes, and they going to be on here trying to make some tomorrow, talking about my family can cook. Get the fuck out my face, bro. If you got to come tell me your family can cook, I already know your family can't cook. Like, listen, girl, they be tagging me about food. And I'm like, listen, just because you can't, listen, my business partner came over here and literally lost some mind just over some damn broccoli my wife made. I'm like, ma'am, it was just broccoli. Girl, she tell her she can make me some broccoli anytime. I'm like, yeah, like you nutted off of it. She said, I might have. I'm like, you know what, y'all need to do that.
Listen, it's you and y'all let's do special things with food.
Y'all do
special things with food.
And keep reading. We got another day.
Right.
Keep reading.
It's also National Spouses Day. So if you have a spouse, you can hug up on your spouse real good tomorrow.
Well, you know, in this day and age, I'll be seeing people married, but I don't know if they like each other.
No comment.
They say a hit dog a holler.
Oh, wait. Moving right along.
Okay, well, let's keep it going. What else we got?
We have January 27th is National Chocolate Cake Day. I'm not a fan. National Have Fun at Work Day.
Hold on now, you can, that's Friday too. Ooh, yeah, we post that Friday is definitely everybody come to the office day for us anyway. So, yeah, we're going to turn up on Friday. Might have a little electric fly contest or something in there because I ain't listening.
Y'all going to make some chocolate cake? You should have chocolate cake for the people that's coming through the office.
I'm not making.
It's National Chocolate Cake Day.
Listen, I am already a fat person. You are not trying.
Nobody said you
like
to eat the cake.
Have you had my food? Listen, I never understood that when I used to work in the kitchen. Niggas be back there making wonderful ass food. I'd be like, hey, did y'all eat? Nah, we're going to eat last. Why? Did you?
Mm-mm.
Have you not read the recipe? It was what? The recipe, an actual true original recipe card requires you to taste the food. That's where your 10% loss come in. But we ain't going to talk business. You know, I get them excited with business. What else we got? Give me another.
I never thought about that way. Okay. It's also Holocaust Remembrance Day. And then National Big Wig Day.
Okay. Well, you know, I feel like a big wig sometimes, so we're just going to keep it at that. All right, guys, we're going to take our next commercial break because I don't want to get CJ to beat me up on before the night is over. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we'll be back with our next segment before she punched me in my ankles.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
But that's Aaron me and Simon Lewis.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yes.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yes.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the car.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Lord.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
She got a big booty, so I call her Big Booty. Wrist moving, cookies getting to it.
I'm in the kitchen,
cams
everywhere. Just made a jewelry, got fans everywhere.
Man.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle, hold his tag. Extend no clip, extend no roll. When your girl leave me, she need a half a loan.
True
to my religion, to everything I'm so different. So when when I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the car style. When I die, bury me inside the car style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
Yeezy, how you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the city, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV now. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in her garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. But to her niece's graduation, man, I ain't no kid. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preach it, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We ain't Kanye West End. Cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
They tell me what I do and who I do as well. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
All right, y'all. Welcome, 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 welcome back. Woo, boy, y'all got me on a thousand. Listen, I can't even get my words out. My lip over here just dripping off. Just stuff. I just finished off that beautiful sandwich, and my lip don't want to get right. You know, after you eat that, and your mouth just feel full and juicy, and you just don't know what to do with yourself. You know, you want to go sit yourself in the corner, put yourself on timeout for 32 seconds. That's how I feel right now. But let's get into our next segment. I played that specifically for our next segment, which is birthdays. So before we do that, I am paid to tell you that y'all need to go visit www.tailoredhealing.com, TailoredHealing, tailoredhealing.com, where you can sign up for things like Painting with a Twist therapy, Smash therapy. They have a book club, a Venter's Corner, and Phoenix's Letter. If you need to do daily affirmations, meditation, or just you need somebody to let it all out, Tailored Healing is where you go to. They're trained professionals who will help you get through your issues. And if you just need to let it out, need a hug, need to vent, need to throw something, they will be there to make sure that you're in a safe environment. That's TailoredHealing.com. Woo, that was a long-ass commercial. Shit, I need a glass of water. They got my mouth juicy, mouth juicy. All right. Birthdays. Today is January the 25th. We have none other than the Miss Incomparable. See, that's why. See, no wonder I got bad nigga energy today. It is Jennifer Lewis's birthday. Bad bitch energy. I love that sister.
Yeah.
Listen, because one of my number one reason for loving her is her conversation on depression. She attacks it. She talks about it. She lets people know. There are people out here, people who are going through, dealing with, and are suffering. You suffer in silence. There's healing in speaking. We have to tell people what's going on so we can heal and so we can grow. Jennifer Lewis, oh, Lord. See, this crazy bad bitch energy today. Etta James' birthday is also tomorrow. See, crazy bad bitch energy.
Oh.
Shaquille's birthday is also today. See, crazy bad nigga energy. Patrick Willis. We know what, you know. And then also Michael Jordan. Not the basketball player, the football player. Michael Jordan. Which is funny because he scored a touchdown, and that's how everybody really found out he was in the NFL. So that is January the 25th. Tomorrow's birthday is January the 26th. We have Angela Davis. Ooh, this really bad bitch, bad nigga energy all around here. Anita Baker's birthday is also tomorrow. I always want to say gospel recording artist Kirk Franklin, but like I just don't feel. I feel like he's a pop artist, if you ask me. That I mean, I feel like he's a pop artist who made gospel music. Cause like, listen, a lot of his music, I don't know if I'm supposed to go to the Lord or go to the club. Like it's a toss up. Depends on what's in the cup.
I'm not playing with you.
Just saying, depends. Listen, when I pull out the driveway, depends on what's in that cup. Hey, Kurt, I might be listening to you. We might be pulling up at Magic City. Hey, for those who think we done took it too far, look, Kurt, you done made me take it too far. All right. We also got Sasha Banks, WWE. Kurt Franklin Jr., Ty Tribbett's birthday. Here's the thing about Ty Tribbett, though. I can't listen to his music. That nigga scream too much, bro. Listen, he be three keys into a song, and you like, oh, bro, can we not already? They just started playing the intro music, bro. Calm down. It's like he wake up, like it's like he go to sleep, and they give him energy drinks because like there is no way you supposed to be that hype. Like his worship music, it still feel like you supposed to still go and beat up somebody.
Yeah.
Sir. Bring it down, Ty. I love you. I got a lot of respect for you. You are an amazing artist. Bruh, bring it down 3,000 octaves.
I don't know. I love his energy.
I love the energy. I just can't listen. Like, I have to be in his mood to listen to his music. Because, like if you just want to chill and relax and just be in a really copacetic place, you can't listen to that nigga.
Nah, he'll have you up jumping and singing and hollering and stuff.
See?
Yeah, right.
He is not the nigga to put on when you tired. Like if you want to go take a nap, that's not the nigga to put on.
You're
going to
go one or two ways.
See? I'm just telling you. You got to understand who you're dealing with. You got to understand your people. All right. Who else we got here? Bessie Coleman. If you don't know who she is, definitely you need to go look her up. Amazing woman. Zara Cully, arguably the greatest dunker of all time. If you don't believe so, you need to go look at his highlight reels in game, alone, Vince Carter. And then we also have the incomparable Christopher Messi, a whole lot of other words. Also, on the 27th, oh, the great legendary John Witherspoon's birthday is on the 27th. Shit. Also, renowned funny man Ronaldo Ray, birthdays on the 27th. Vincent Hubert, and then Dylan Burnside. Yo, I've been fucking with this dude's name all damn day because every time I read that man's name, sir, your mama said two up for failure. First of all, it's Dylan with an I, and then there's an Asante Good over the motherfucking O. Your mama didn't like you, sir. Like you were predestined to be exactly who you turned out to be. Your mom didn't like it. She prophesied over you with the spelling of your damn name. We gotta get ready. How much more minutes we got before we take a break? Oh, we got some time. CJ, what's going on in the world? Talk to me. We got a whole 7 minutes.
A whole 7 minutes.
I can't take it no more. I'm just about. Who sang that? Tony Braxton? That sound like some shit.
That's,
yeah, to me anyway.
What is the name of that song?
I like Tony, but her family started getting on my nerves, so I had to stop listening to her. I can't take all of them. Like I can deal. In individual doses, I can deal with Tony and Tamar a little bit. But with Tamar is way less doses than I can deal with Tony. But the rest of them, like, they just be doing too much. You know, it's like the Jackson 5. I can deal with Jackson. I can deal with Janet, and I can deal with Michael. But when they all start coming together and you get to see all their personalities, like, oh, that's too much Jackson in the room. You know, it's like your cousins. You know, you, you get over to the house and all your favorite cousins get over there, and then it's like, then the rest of the cousins come over, and you're like, dang, man, who invited them?
Damn, it's a lot of it. Yeah.
Oh, y'all got
me. Yeah.
Ooh. So, anyways, what's going on in the world? What's a current event situation that you've seen recently that either brought you joy, sadness, confusion, middle of the road, two strippers, Billy Goat, and a turncoat?
Okay, so this baby that just shot the teacher at the school.
Oh.
Now the teacher is suing the school board.
The teacher is suing the school board?
The teacher is suing the school board.
As she should.
Apparently, there was multiple warnings that this child had a gun, and there was even a child that was crying because the six-year-old threatened the kid and told him that he was going to shoot him on the playground. So you have multiple indications where someone said that this child had a gun, and no one pulled the child. They didn't call the police. They searched the kid's backpack, but not the kid's person. And they said that his pockets were little, which is why they didn't search the kid at all. I was just like, that's ridiculous. All of that is ridiculous. The student had in his curriculum that one of his parents was supposed to accompany him. And the particular day that this event took place where he shot the teacher, neither one of his parents were there. That whole little situation just blew my whole mind, because how do you piss off the teacher to the point where he want to shoot you?
So why wasn't that child sent to the office until the parents could be there? Any of those days.
That's a good solution that they probably could have, but they didn't. I have no earthly idea why they didn't do anything, because they pulled the kid, they checked the kid's backpack, but didn't search the kid's person and didn't retain the kid either. I mean, I got kicked out of school for saying if I had a mom, I would blow it up because they pissed me off. So I'm just not understanding why they didn't take it seriously. That just seems to me.
Yeah, I mean, in those types of situations, it's, to me, I always walk away from whenever they're, especially with the school shootings. Like, I'm always left with just more questions than answers. I have multiple issues with the access that kids have to just weapons, like. One of the things that I've all, to me, it's, I can't say this for other people, but one of the things that I've always wanted, and I've prided myself in being married and having kids, is I always wanted one of us to be home, whether it was a work from home job or just being home. I've always been steadfast on that, because I'm just a believer in if no one's home when that kid gets home, there's so much opportunity for so many different things to happen in that child's life. But also, if no one's home when that child leaves for the day, that child is leaving with no representation of adult family authority figures over them. And so you don't get a true opportunity to engage with your child, because everybody in the house is now coming home tired. There's absolutely no opportunity to give that child the attention that he or she needs or deserves. In that situation, if there was a plan already in place, usually an IEP or some type of assessment of that kind was done, and that plan required the parents to be present, then I got questions for the school, the school board, the teachers, the staff, the resource officers, everyone involved. Because I just, like, as as a person who's been in security and has my own security agency, one of the questions that I always tell people is, when I go to when I go to a site, everything that I can't pick up a book or I can't walk over, see instructions and have an answer to, I have a question. And so generally when I go to a new site, I got a question, at least one new question every day for at least 30 days. I can tell you that. Because there's no way you can see everything. But if you're telling me that school sat down, took the time to write up a performance evaluation plan that required that child come to school with the parent, I'm not understanding why all the comparable people in place wasn't notified and made aware of that. Secondly, if that was to be known, then I'm trying to also understand why the parents aren't being charged for neglect in some kind of way, because if the parents knew that they were supposed to be there and that was an agreed-upon plan with the school board, the parents should also be allowed, be held culpable.
I didn't even think of that.
They should be held culpable. I mean, I'm sorry, as a parent, if you have signed something saying that you are aware of this situation and you know what needs to be done, then you're held culpable. That's not like, ma'am, when the military gave me a gun and told me to go to war and said, hey, you are responsible for every round, and if you shoot somebody, you know, whatever, then here's what could or may not happen to you. Guess what? I was responsible for that. So if you're telling me that you have a, whatever the needs of that child is in your home, and they have access to a weapon, and that weapon isn't properly secure, that's on you.
And that was the other thing. The parents were up and down that the weapon was secure.
If the weapon was secure, then how does the child have it? Answer that question for me then.
That's the same thing I said.
And then if it's secure, you tell me how
that it was secure.
No, that's fine. You can use all of those words because we always like to put out statements. Now you tell me, while the secure gun that you're telling me is secure, while you wasn't there, you tell me how that person was allowed to use that gun then. And I'll wait. Because even if it was locked up and they got the case, because here's the thing. There's multiple ways to secure a gun. Number one, the clip shouldn't already be in there. So one, that shouldn't have been in there. Number two, if you're going to have a gun in your house, the one thing I always tell people is get the gun lock. That's the string that everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about who own guns. That stops the gun so you cannot shoot it. You got to get the key for that. Number two, put it in a case that locks with a key. Boom. That's now three different egresses that a person has to get through just to use that gun. So if that gun was secure, now you tell me, how did they get the key to unlock the thing that the gun was in? How did they get the key to unlock the gun? And how did they get the ammo to put inside the gun if it was secured properly? I'm just saying, when I go, because even when I do an arms room inspection, those are the three things that I have to check for. One, is that gun properly stored? Is that gun properly secure? And then ammo has to be secured separate of the gun. That's just Armory 101. But again, I wasn't there. I don't know. But if you're telling me the gun that was used was the family gun in the home, then that gun wasn't secured. It was great. You might have thought it was secure, but not at that time. Like one of the things, even when I clean my gun, like because I have a young child at home, I usually don't even clean my gun with her around. She will never know where any of the keys. She'll never know where the keys and stuff is at for that. But that's what, you know, I'm not gonna get off track. We got a show to do, so we're gonna take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we will get into a little bit of fun. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
And what it is, fam? Slim Thug, CIP doing the VIP, understand what I'm saying? PSC, y'all out here, man. It's a bad boy thing, man. Grab hey. Left wrist, y'all out here, man. Boss all the time. Hey, hey, sound, Pepe.
I broke strap, 40 in my left, I rap. Still think like I'm running in the trap, trying to adapt to the change from the streets to the game. Can't be selling CDs and still selling them things. You just drop names and bring a lot of props and put something in their head, the only way you gon' solve them. Stay flying, watching your every move and the minute to shoot, to be the minute to lose, dude. That's the rules, up with the tools to fix the damn fools. I think I'm slipping with my shoes. Breaking them habits so hard to do. That's why you see me on the same block with the same crew. And everybody's sitting fat, living good. And I'm the only that be rapping in my hood. I was raised by the hustlers and gained by the cheese. And taught by the bosses how to stack that cheese.
You can't get your stuff into the party, kid. Could break your nose, that's so hard to do. Stay a watch for the haters in the rod.
Manager gonna beat me up. So let's talk about this topic. Let's get into it because we don't got that much time tonight. And so the topic is actually timing. Before I get into my almost monologue, because that's what it generally turns into, because, you know, I'm special needs on the mic sometimes. What does that mean to you a little bit, Senior?
Timing. It's something that's out of your control. Like, you just have to learn to be patient. Nothing goes on our terms. Like, it's not really, I don't know, this is where I get religious, because it's not in our timing, it's in God's timing. So that's where the word patience comes in into play with me as far as I go.
I want to start in a place that most people don't think of. And the very first thing when a person tells me they want to be something, they want to do something, they're looking to be something, whenever I'm mentoring, one of the first questions I always ask them is for them to define successful. Because when you hear their definition of successful, you'll understand where they want to go. And after they're done and I allow them to get that conversation out, then I give them my definition of successful. And CJ, what's that?
When preparation meets opportunity, you are successful.
Because you can say that equation however you want to say it. You can also put, when opportunity meets preparedness, you are successful. See, because there's a plus sign. You're not taking anything away. Both those things have to show up in order to get an equation. 1 + 1 = 2. 1 1/2 + 1/2 = 2. 1 9/10 + 9/10 = 2. They're not always going to be equal when they show up, but when they are put together and combined, they will give you that equalness in time, that successful. So what people don't understand, in order to reach an opportunity, the opportunity is the absolute one thing you have no control over. That happens in timing. The word that I focus on is prepared. Thing that I've ever gotten in life, the things that I have achieved in life, I wasn't even looking for. But for some reason, when I got there, I was prepared for the opportunity because I kept preparing in the background. See, some of us are professional students. Some of us are serial readers. Some of us are always adding new things to our resume, to our docker. I love the saying that you can be the entrepreneur, the go-to-work, the mother, the this, the that, the blah, blah. See, I love when I see all those things because you can be all those things at one time. But there is a persistent consistency you must have. And see, a lot of people take those two synonyms of words and they make them one. CJ, what's persistent?
Surely.
Persistent. Persistent is doing it in spite of, and going through something and still consistently performing. Persistent, in spite of, enduring much in order to get there. Persistent, to consistently do through a challenge. Persistent. Because, see, consistent just means to get up and do it. And it's easy to be consistent when life is easy, but it's hard to be persistent when life hits you, when you get slapped in the face, when you get hit with a subpoena, a warrant, when you get fired, when you lose revenue, when you find out your spouse is cheating. It's hard to be persistent when you're going through. We can do consistency because that's the practice of doing. But persistent is not for the weak-hearted. That's when you begin to separate those who really, really want something. See, when I go through, listen, I go through so I can go greater. Like, I, baby, listen, I'm the – I'm the worst person that you want to leave because the next time you see me, you're going to be mad. That's because that's my belief system in me. That's what I go acquire and aspire in my life. You can't get to these places that you want to get to thinking that by sitting around and thinking that it's just going to magically appear over time because, oh, no. Because the only difference between a young fool and an old fool is the young fool hasn't been doing it as long. But what they doesn't realize, as they consistently be the young fool, and then they look up and now they 40, they 50, and they 60. They're easy recognizable as you get older because you start seeing them and you start recognizing the red flags in their timing, in their mannerisms, in their actions, because all those things go together with timing. Consistent while being persistent when challenges and issues arise. Because see, CJ said something to me in December. She goes, okay, so we're going to start over. And I said, start over what? Bitch, this ain't same Nintendo. Ain't no reset button. I don't know what y'all. They have brainwashed y'all so bad with New Year's that y'all act like this is like the old Nintendo where you just hit the little reset and it just takes you back. You know, no, baby. Mm-mm. Then you put in all the cheat codes and then you go back to the screen that you was already at.
Right. No, that's not how it works.
That's not how that works, baby. You just keep building. The foundation that you set today will be the architect that you develop tomorrow. Your life is a mosaic of what you are. If you're building trash, it will fucking crumble. I don't know how many times I have to say that to people. If you are building something of solid and whatever, yes, you will go through your hard times, and it will have, but the foundation will be strong. So as you correct what needs to be corrected, it will still continue to be there adding value. But if you half-ass do everything, when this piece is breaking, you ain't got time to fix this piece because you got to run over there and try to fix that piece and then go back over. See, as that whole thing is starting to fall apart because you didn't take your time, you wasn't patient with it. See, I tell people all the time, I'd rather go get somebody who specializes in stone masonry to build my foundation, and that's all they focus on is just brickwork and how it's supposed to be on the ground versus going to go get somebody who's a specialist in construction. See, that stonemason is going to be very critical of what his work look like because he's a master of stonery. Whereas that construction guy is a master of building things. That's great, but he's a specialist right there on the ground first. They can argue because I'm not. We're so busy trying to prove to people in this timing of all the things that we believe that we are, and it's okay to need help, but see, y'all got to humble yourself off these perches that y'all sitting on and get honest with yourself first before you can start asking others for help. See, me and my business partner, we do this thing. We make each other feel like asses when we ask each other a question we already know the other person knows the answer to. And we just walk away and laugh because we realize we know the answer. And we just give a head nod and keep it moving. Because what we're not going to do is waste each other's time. We're going to build constructively. You got to get your head out of this mindset in this time, in this very specific season that we are in. If you did not do the work, when spring hit, it's on you. Because this spring is going to be different than what a lot of people have been accustomed to. for those of you who've been seeing 111333 and 444, blessings unto you. A lot of the rest of y'all getting ready to have some do-overs. Because the time that you went through it before, you didn't learn a lesson. So you're going through that lesson a little bit harder and a little bit longer in this season. Everybody else, that season that they just went through was brief. It was quick. It was very shocking to people how things changed in their life. It wasn't because they were better than you. It was because they prepared. They will be successful in this season because they prepared. The hell that's going to be on some of y'all's life is not because y'all aren't around people who were preparing. You were too busy being the reason that it was persistent. You were the in spite of. So now when you're lacking in this season, when no one's coming to your aid in this season, when you can't find a lifeline in this season, baby, it's not everybody else in this season. It's you. Your lack of persistence, destiny is knocking at your door right now. And you mad because she won't go away because she consistently knocking because you persistently didn't do shit. When it was too hard, you sat at the back of the classroom and failed. Instead of getting a study group together, you played Call of Duty. When you was having car problems, you didn't go talk to nobody about your car problems. You just started showing up late for work. See, I'm a believer in talking to people. Baby, you could get more answers with asking a question than you can with showing up with an attitude. Timing. See, y'all don't believe in timing. Y'all don't believe in energy. Y'all don't believe in anything because if you believed in it, you wouldn't play with it the way you do. The same way y'all take food seriously, you should take your life. Or y'all claim y'all take food seriously. I don't know what the fuck y'all call that shit. Like, I want to know, like, realistically, in this day, season, and time, what do y'all believe in? Like, I hear a lot of conversation when it comes to this topic of being on. I am on time for more meetings that me and people are arriving to for shorter distances. I am regularly on time and earlier than the people that I am doing business with, y'all. And 90% of the time when I'm showing up to these meetings, I'm riding a bike to get there. I'm traveling miles across cities to get to meetings with people who can't be on time with a car, who live around the corner, who can walk down the street and get to where they need to get to. They find reasons to be late. But then these are the very people who now, when it's urgent for them, want you to be on time and on standby and at the ready for them. But they're consistently late. They consistently misrepresent their timing strategy. But they want you to now give them your absolute best. And in this season, we ain't got time for that foolishness, y'all. See, we have a motto. You can either do what needs to be done or you can get the fuck from around us. Because, baby, I'm not going to beg you to go do shit. Listen, I'm not begging you to do shit. I'll go get somebody else to do it. I need you to understand that. Because the funniest thing is I've gotten piss poor service, but CJ, you've been in my program for some time. Name me a time that I've had somebody do a service for me that I didn't pay for.
No, you paid for it. You always pay.
Now, on the back end, Now, on the back end, how many times have I asked people to solicit my service and to pay, and what do I get?
Or are you serious, or silence?
See, this is why I teach, one of the things that I teach in my masterclass is you don't do business with your family and friends unless it goes through your business. Anything else is conversation. And what I mean by your business, whoever is the person responsible for that particular part of the business, that's who they need to talk to, not you. Yeah, they're going to say you acting funny. Yeah, they're going to say whatever it is. But guess what? They're not going to take your shit serious if you don't take your shit serious. In this time and day and age, y'all got to stop playing with y'all time. That goes for mothers, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, dogs, cats, trees, caterpillars, reindeers, whatever the fuck's important to you. If you want them to take you serious, you got to take you serious. You got to be on time. You got to be first. You got to go through it. You got to stay up late and endure. You. And stop doing that shit with, oh, if you only know what I was doing. Bitch, you ain't no different than any other person out here who's trying to be the best at what it is that they are doing. If they are putting forth an effort to care and do it, then guess what? They've put in the late hours and the late nights. Stop thinking that they drove a Maybach and all they did was lay on their back. Now, there are some chicks out here who are doing that. I don't want you to think that strippers, prostitutes, and fun girls for money don't exist. With that being said, and boys too, listen, because there's some sugar baby boys out here. Like, listen, I've been in enough expensive, I done worked at enough expensive place. CJ, you done seen some of the places I done worked at. It is some sugar boys running around here too. Don't think it's just girls. There's some dudes that are tricking off whatever they need to do to make sure that they keep Mrs. Whoever happy so they can keep getting their little fun check and having keys and access to their expensive items. And I ain't mad at nobody. You gotta do what you gotta do to keep you happy. Like I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. But that's my brief synopsis on time. I had something totally different written out for the Sunday show, but I wanted to do it a little different because of the holiday. CJ, we're getting ready to take a commercial break, but the song that we're getting ready to go into, me and you have been talking about this lady. Actually, me, you, and the production manager have been talking about this lady for quite some time. And so, yeah. So I just thought it was just important to just cover her, man. You know, we get so caught up in everything that we got going on, and I know this is going to be a drastic kind of shift change to the show. So just to get you guys prepared, me and CJ was having a conversation, and I was going for a walk, and we was catching up on some stuff, and this person popped into my spirit, not realizing her birthday was this past week as well. But I said at the time, I said, if you ever watch this particular movie and you see this scene in this movie and this movie and this scene doesn't shake you to your core, you're not human. You're a demon. Like, you don't deserve to be really like on Earth. This is probably the most powerful scene and or near end scene to a movie that I've probably ever seen in my life. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah. If I were you, I would say, yeah.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak to me.
Speak, Lord.
Oh, speak, Lord.
Speak to me.
Speak, Lord. I was so blind.
Audition, and she was actually the very last person
selected for a role on The Color Purple. Everybody else had already been casted. She was literally the very last person to come in. So thank you to Ruben Cannon for getting her that audition. And subsequently, after that movie, she did not actually do any more, actually work at all in any type of entertainment for about 2 years. And one of the things that I learned in reading that it's not so much that she didn't want to work, but at that point she had really become extremely typecasted. And then secondly, just everything that comes from having something that gets that type of critical acclaim, there is an extreme burnout that just comes from it. But I just want to say, you know, thank you, Margaret, for that wonderful role that you done. Because, baby, listen, Suge was a character. And if you haven't seen that movie, just you can give me back your card now. You don't even deserve to say you black. I feel like you should watch stuff like Roots and stuff like that so you can see the darker, grim side of our history. But you, as a black person, if you haven't seen The Color Purple, I just feel like you don't deserve the black card. Like, that's one. Like, there's about 10 movies that I just feel like you have to have seen, you know, and The Color Purple is one of them. I mean, it's a long-ass movie, but it's just one of those movies that I just feel like you have to have seen it at least one time from front to back. Because I get it. You know, after that, it's hard to sit through, what's that, a three-and-a-half-hour movie? Three and a half hours is a long time to sit somewhere and just watch something. So I get it. But, you know, if you're going to watch any other movie that was over 3 hours, that's definitely something that you should see. And I also believe Malcolm X with Denzel, you should see that version as well. I think if you're going to watch any movies that's over 3 hours, those are two movies I absolutely recommend that people see that's over 3 hours in black cinematography history. There's just so much culture, education, and reference that you get from it. There's so many other people that were prevalent to, you know, just certain things in history that was in those movies. I mean, you know, you look at, you know, that was like Oprah's big, you know, big coming to the scene thing. That was a big movie for Steven Spielberg. That was a huge musical score for Quincy Jones. And then you just look at the legends look at the legends that littered all across that movie. I mean, scene after scene after scene after scene. You're talking about some of the biggest faces in black entertainment and black Hollywood is featured in that movie. So, you know, I don't know. I'm gonna be rambling here, so I'm gonna give the mic to CJ because I ain't got nothing left to give it. It done took everything out my soul.
And I have something better to say.
You do. You got something better. You got something.
I love the fact that you have so much faith in me. It's beautiful.
Wow, really? You just gonna throw the shit in my face like that? Like, nah, man. Hey, monkey scratches ass. Monkey throws shit at guests. Like, the gang can just, like, fuck it, they gotta quit.
It's not that bad. I'm not that bad. No,
that's what we gonna call it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just tell me anything to my face. All right, y'all. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. Listen, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. For all the guys out there that don't realize that they don't know if they want to be with a girl or not, this song is dedicated to you so you can figure it out. So if you're not sure, listen to the words of this song. and let it marinate on your heart. And, you know, we thank you for the reading, listeners, and doers of his word, okay? We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Kind of girl. Let's get CJ back on here because we've got to talk about a couple of things. Y'all, tomorrow, I am so excited to talk about tomorrow's topic for our show. It's not on Big Bap and Friends. It's on our other podcast. So the production manager will send you guys the link for that, but it will be on my Big Bap page. So if you're on my personal page, go follow my Big Bap page, B-I-G, space B-A-P, should be a picture of this chocolate, handsome brother like myself sitting right here in front of y'all. But the link will be on that page, and that is an adult topic show. It is called Dr. Feel Good. And tomorrow, CJ, you know what we're talking about tomorrow?
What are we talking about tomorrow?
We're talking about polyandry. Now, there's multiple terms of poly, but this one is specifically one woman having multiple husbands or multiple partners. And the partner, and when you talk about that from that perspective, the male partners are exclusive to her. She has multiple male partners, but the men are exclusive to her. So we're going to talk about that because, you know, we always about it from the standpoint of polyamory, which, you know, for men, but we don't talk about it from the standpoint of women. So I want to talk about this topic from another direction. So definitely be on the lookout for the link. It comes out tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. So if you are around and paying attention, that link will be there for you. That show is tomorrow night at 10 p.m. on our other podcast. So you got to go follow our other podcast for that one, for all y'all little naughty, nasty, freaky, sexy, just deviant people. You know, I'm sexy on Tuesday. Only on Tuesday. The rest of the week, I gotta leave that shit for y'all, because y'all do too much now. Like, you know, we went from, like, it was crazy. We went from when I was a kid, everybody was talking about, oh my God, like, it was nasty for a dude to lick coochie. Now, y'all deep-throat booty hole. Like, we just went Like, we went from being scary to eat, give head to just, now
I'm sorry. All I heard was, I'm about to dive in. That's hilarious.
But listen, I'm about to die. I hate you. The sad part is I don't even listen to that dog, that dude like that, but they played that song so damn much. Like, bro, if you don't know that shit, you was under a rock somewhere, bro. But, yeah, I'm not going to be ignorant with y'all, man. We got stuff to do, man. Thank you guys for coming out and kicking it with us. It is always an absolute pleasure. CJ, man, you know what time it is. We got to give the people a word of the day. So give them something that will bless their soul.
All right. So my word of the day is, excuses make today easy, but tomorrow harder. Discipline makes today hard, but tomorrow easier. So choose wisely.
I like that one. Look at you getting deep on us. Well, who books you been in?
Oh, you know, I read.
Listen, I like people who read. It's the people who don't read that I got a question with. Anywho, I don't really know which one I want to go with. Since we did timing, we're going to stay in timing just a little bit. And listen, it is absolutely okay to fail. One time, two times, three times, even four. Dr. Seuss said fail five times, six times, seven times, or more. Don't be comfortable staying in failure. Stop being comfortable identifying yourself as mediocre. You don't have to be the best. But being above average is also okay as well. Some of us are so I feel like poetry right now. We're so excited to do the absolute least. But the one thing about doing the least is when you absolutely do the least, you will absolutely get a minimal return. I love y'all. I'll holla.
I was born and raised in the slums of a city. It was a one-room shack that slept in a German family.